It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, your theme week on surprising Olympians?
Yeah, so today's surprising Olympian is Bob Anderson.
Now, that's someone. Surprising.
Yes, you probably don't know his name, but you have certainly seen his work.
Yeah. Oh, have I? His work?
Yes.
Where have I seen his work, Sarah?
Well, he was an English Olympic fencer, but also a renowned film fight choreographer with a cinema career that spanned more than 50 years and included movies like Star Wars, Highlander, The Three Musketeers, The Princess Bride, The Mask of Zorro, The Lord of the Rings, and Die Another Day.
So any movie with swords.
Basically.
This man's been in.
Pretty much.
Bob Anderson. Okay.
Now, he joined the Royal Marines in his early 20s, and after serving in the Second World War, Anderson, who had taken up fencing at a very young age, taught the sport as an instructor for the services. As a competitive fencer, he represented Great Britain at the Helsinki 1952 Summer Olympic Games.
Oh, sure.
And also at the World Championships in 1950 and 1953. He later served as the president of the British Academy of Fencing. And he eventually emigrated to Canada, where he went on to become technical director of the Canadian Fencing Association.
Okay, just multiple countries. Yeah. He hops from country to country, just takes over the fencing world.
Right. Now, 10 days before representing Britain at the Olympics, Anderson got his big break in the film industry when he was recruited to work as Errol Flynn's fencing coach and stunt double opponent in the 1953 film The Master of Ballantrae. Now, I know you've seen that film many a time.
Dozens.
So those fight scenes... For all thanks to Bob Anderson.
Spectacular.
Yeah. During rehearsal for a scene, he accidentally slashed Errol Flynn on his thigh, leading to notoriety in Hollywood as the man who stabbed Errol Flynn.
Okay. So, is that a good reputation?
I don't know. But if you're a sword fighter.
It's better than Alec Baldwin's reputation.
True. That's very true.
Sorry, too soon.
Yeah. He went on to work as a stunt performer and fight choreographer in the Bond films From Russia with Love and Casino Royale. His stature in Hollywood was cemented when he was selected by Stanley Kubrick in 1974 to act as the sword master for his movie Barry Lyndon.
The sword master.
Anderson subsequently went on to be involved in all three of the original Star Wars films. He was a stunt double for actor David Prowse during Darth Vader's lightsaber duels in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, despite having been 6 inches shorter than Prowse and required to wear lifts.
So he's fencing or sword fighting, lightsaber fighting.
So that's him
in the Darth Vader.
Yes.
In the Darth Vader outfit.
Right, yes. He had said the experience was like fighting blindfolded because of the costume.
Oh, geez.
And Anderson did not receive much recognition for his work for years after the movie's initial release, with Mark Hamill revealing his identity in a 1983 interview. Because it's very behind the scenes, obviously.
Was he not in the credits?
He may have been, but...
Oh, but nobody who's reading the credits.
I mean, who's... Right.
You don't look at the credits in a movie?
Not after the first couple names. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like to see who the best boy grip is. And the key grip.
The what?
The best boy grip.
Boy grip?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's somebody who, they work on the movie.
What do they do?
It has to do with the camera and the dolly.
Okay. All right. Cool.
It's all right. You don't appreciate the little people. You just want your superstar celebrities. That's fine. Good for you.
One of the most spectacular sword fights choreographed by Anderson was the duel between Mandy Patinkin and Carrie Elwes in The Princess Bride in 1987, which starts with them fighting left-handed until they reveal the secret that they're actually both right-handed and then change positions accordingly.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a reputation for being a perfectionist, which gave him the nickname Grumpy Bob.
Except for the part where he's cut Errol Flynn's leg.
Right.
But other than that...
Perfectionist. Yeah. So he was known as Grumpy Bob.
Well, you want sloppy
when you're doing sword
play?
Fighting? No,
I don't
probably
think
not.
So.
But for The Mask of Zorro, he put actors through 2 months of training, sometimes up to 10 hours a day, until he was satisfied with their performance. A refusal to allow shortcuts, mediocrity, or excuses characterized his film work as much as it did his work as a fencer, a coach, and teacher of coaches.
That's Bob Anderson for you, Sarah.
So he was regarded as the premier choreographer of Hollywood sword fighting. And during his career, he coached many actors in swordsmanship, including Errol Flynn, Sean Connery, Antonio Banderas, Mark Hamill, Viggo Mortensen, and Johnny Depp. And during a recorded interview, he stated that Viggo Mortensen was the best swordsman he ever trained.
Viggo.
Viggo.
All right.
In the Lord of the Rings movies, yeah.
All right.
And Anderson died on New Year's Day 2012 at the age of 89.
How late was he? What was the most recent movie that he worked on?
I think he was working on The Hobbit shortly before he died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In his late 80s?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Jeepers. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Bob Anderson, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So since he was Darth Vader's stunt double, we're going to play Star Wars themed Cantina Band by Miko.
We'll do it. Great pick, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That's Miko and Star Wars Cantina Band, Star Wars themed Cantina Band, I should say. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Bob Anderson, who was involved in the Star Wars movies.
Sure.
As part of our theme week on Surprising Olympians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready, Sarah?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, Bob Anderson was an Olympic fencer for Great Britain, but also the premier choreographer for Hollywood sword fighting.
He was Darth Vader's stunt double during the lightsaber duels in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
And his film career spanned 50 years.
Yeah. There you go. And he
involved in a lot of different movies.
Died at 89 in 2012. Did he die in Canada? You said he was British, but he moved to Canada. Okay, it's fine. We don't even know exactly the spot of his death. It's fine. folks want to learn more about Bob Anderson, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage,
sure,
there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All right, right now, as it stands at 4:26 p.m., on Wednesday, July 31st,
yes,
what do you have as far as the medal count goes for the Olympics?
The U.S. has 30 medals total.
That's right.
So we are at the top of the leaderboard there.
Yes.
France has got 25, though, so they're creeping up.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all we're getting?
Well, the next highest is China with 18.
And 18. Okay. How many golds do we have? Do you know?
We have 5 golds.
5 golds. All right.
13 silver and 12 bronze.
I'd like to see more golds if we could, but
well, there's a whole, listen, there's like a week and a half left.
Oh, so it still keeps going on?
Yeah, there's 2 weeks.
Oh, jeez. I knew it was a long time.
It's just barely getting started.
Okay. All right. Sarah, thanks so much for coming. Appreciate it. Fresh episode tomorrow, 4:10, right?
That's right.
Some more Surprising Olympians. Boo. I'll get to all that. Traffic and weather on the way. James Taylor and a lot more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.